The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. We have an apple tree in our backyard, way in the back. From a distance, with the light glinting on it just the other day, she said, "It looks so beautiful." The light was glistening off the red apples, and they looked so inviting, delicious. So she went out to the tree and plucked off one of the low-hanging apples. And it was rotten. It was wormy, soft. Well, sometimes in life, things from a distance can seem not good, seem or sound rotten. Yet, up close, they're really actually wonderful. I know that to the world, people who are blind are viewed as not able, not effective, not productive. Yet up close, when they get to know a person, they find out that it's not true. And from God's point of view, that especially is not true. In Mark chapter 12, verse 42 and following, Jesus was at the temple. A poor widow came to the temple and put in two small copper coins worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has given more and put more into the treasury than all the others." They all gave out of their wealth. She, out of her poverty, put in everything, all that she had to live on. You see, you might think your simple deeds aren't very much. You might conclude that you aren't doing as much or giving as much as other Christians. Yet, God sees your heart. He sees the core of your being. When we trust in Jesus, who gave his life to forgive us, when we put our trust in him, and then our deeds are done out of thankfulness to him, not out of obligation, not to get to heaven, but just to say thank you to him, God sees this, that it's done out of thanks, whether small or great. He sees it as something special, just like this little widow who gave two copper pennies. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you see to the heart and the core of our lives. And when you first looked, you saw sin. But that's why you came and died on the cross, to forgive us and to take those sins away. And now you see that our hearts want to serve you, want to say thank you. But you also view that we can't always do as much as others or give as much as others. But you know our heart. And so we thank you that you receive our acts of service for what they are. Acts of service to you out of a thankful heart. Lord, help us to view things in the world better. Not as they appear from a distance, but rather to look deeper, to see the true value, even as you see within us now that we are forgiven, as you have valued us. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Love to hear from you. Please write me. You can do so at dave.andrus@blindmission.org. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.